is going on?
Well, it looks like Chantel Jackson is no longer taking a ride with Nelly. Will explain.
And Alfonso Rivero says that he is not getting the support he should receive from the black community because of his interracial marriage.
Also, I got a chance to sit down and dish with my friend Tamela Mann about her new album, Overcomer. But first, Brad, what's going on, niece?
Well, Gary, if you're a stan for The Real Housewives of Potomac and Nicki Minaj, then this might be the moment for life you've been waiting on. Okay, right. Now, Portia, girl, Andy Cohen might be handing over his reunion hosting gig to the ultimate Barbie, Nicki, and Barbs Everywhere are absolutely here for it. So Nicki posted a trailer of The Real Housewives of Potomac with the caption, I'll be hosting the reunion. Let me know what y'all want me to ask, child, okay? The grand dame herself, Karen Huger, commented, all right now. And Nicki responded, I know a thing or two about being a grand dame, okay?
That's
now, everybody, listen, Andy commented that he is here for this. Who else is here for this besides me?
I am definitely here for it.
That'd be good.
Here for it.
Why, Gary?
The girls from Potomac are very classy, elegant ladies. That is not Nicki's lane, honey. She needs to just stay right on there with the Housewives of Atlanta, where the girls are a little bit more grouchy and ghetto, and that's where, you know, she needs to be.
Damn, Gary.
Ooh, Portia is not ghetto. She may be country, but she's not ghetto.
Yeah, she's not ghetto, but the rest of them kind of ghetto, and that's where Nicki needs to be. I can't even see Nicki sitting pretty, looking at those girls from Potomac, honey.
I'm afraid that Nicki might eclipse all of the housewives of the Potomac because she's Nicki. When you get a bigger name than the actual wives,
baby, she may have a bigger name, but honey, them girls feel like they are Nicki Minaj as well, okay? They all feel like they're the Beyoncé's and the Nicki Minaj.
Karen, honey.
Yeah, if you ever seen it, honey, baby, they gonna have it. They gonna all have
they
it.
They sure will.
Ooh. Well, from Nellyville to Splitsville, child. Nelly and longtime girlfriend Chantel Jackson have called it quits. This always makes me sad. So the couple started dating back in 2014. That's a long time.
Charlotte.
And we're supposed to be headed down the aisle, but everything went south. So now we got to thank the fan who helped Mrs. Jackson spill the tea on Instagram, or else we'd have never known. So a fan asked, are you and Nelly still together? Because I love seeing y'all together. And Chantel responded, no, we're not. Just friends.
But you know what? This is the best way to let the public know that you're broken up without doing a whole press release and all
no
that.
Comment.
She probably went all the way through her comments and was like, who gonna ask? Who gonna ask? Okay. So I just said no. You know?
If Nelly and Miss Jackson can't make it, y'all, honey, who can? But let me tell y'all something, honey, why I think they broke up. And y'all, let's just be real about it. She got tired of them being she got tired of being played with. He been with her for almost 20 damn years. Black women are always played with when their counterparts get married a year later. So she got tired of being damn played with.
But hell, at the 7-year itch, that finger start itching, honey. She like, baby, what is you gonna do?
All her fingers was itching.
But Portia could break up her new ring and give us all rings. That would be nice of her, right? That'd be sweet.
Or not.
Well,
or keep my ring.
Well, I guess even after creating the Carlton dance on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Alfonso Ribeiro claims he gets no love from the black community. So in a recent interview, the actor spoke about feeling unsupported because of his interracial marriage to his wife, Angela Ribeiro. Now, he said, I get things and looks constantly. I'm never going to be white, and I'm never going to be fully supported in the black house. So I'm in my own little world with support from almost no one. To be in love with someone I've fallen in love with, how does that make sense? It doesn't.
You could have kept all of that. You could have kept that. Because
you.
I feel like if you done married who you wanted to marry, which is a white woman, and who cares, that is fine. But
right.
I feel like we as a black community has truly supported him. We took the Carlton dance. We've been doing it.
Damn.
Like, we always love to see him. If he's in a project, we love to watch it. Like, this is people internalizing their own stuff.
He's in Hollywood. Every other one out of two black men are married to white women. You got Michael Jordan. Please, Alfonso, we're sad
I would love to know what he tried to do black that he didn't feel supportive. Did he try to have a cookout? Because now who's cooking at the cookout? Now, you cooking or your wife cooking?
Everything had raisins.
That's all we probably went everything. To a Domino game.
Stop bringing fruitcakes.
Potato salad had raisins. The bread pudding had raisins. Everything had raisins in it.
Oh, my God.
Every black woman on this show would love a black man have Bonzo, and they don't have one. So we're set.
What?
What? What is happening? Gary. All right, y'all. All right, it's time. Are you ready for some Thirst Trapping with the Stars? We are awesome. Yeah, first up is La Colombiana Sofia Vergara. The Modern Family star shared a picture with her rocking a pink bikini, and she said, ready for the weekend. Oh, yes, she is, y'all.
Yes.
What do you think, y'all? Is she thirst trapping? What's she doing? Mind you, she's 49 years old. She's got that banging body, y'all.
At a certain age, Chewy, you just get a pass. I don't care if she's thirst trapping or not. Sofia looks amazing.
Right. She is thirst trapping.
Yeah. I know this trick real well as a woman. You want to put on a bikini, you realize you look real good and you want to take a picture, but you ain't quite get all that down there, you know, waxed and all of that.
What do you mean? You cut off the bottom part.
You just show the top.
The picture's crap, Chewy. It's crap.
Yeah, you should cover the crotch. Yeah, that crotch probably said rah.
I love a good rah.
Ooh. All right, y'all. Well, up next, we got Lenny Kravitz. Yes, honey. Ooh. The rocker was using a jackhammer with his shirt unbuttoned with the caption. And I love that he keeps coming on these. He said, Wednesday, 2:55 p.m., building a deck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
And
you better stop.
Come on, his daughter jumped into the comments, y'all. She said, are you auditioning for Magic Mike 3? He said, I've been ready.
He is all, yo, this is a definite thirst trap. Because who just has a jackhammer handy? Like, who just has a jackhammer?
If you look like that in leather pants, you can stain and build my deck anytime.
He's building a deck with no shoes on. So this might be a thirst trap. You don't build a deck with no shoes on. You got on leather pants, you need on some shoes.
Frank, I hear somebody wants older actors had to play younger roles.
That's right, Gary. Trevor Donovan, who played a teenager on the reboot of 90210, has some strong feelings about this. It's a recent article on the Wrap website listed actors playing younger roles and said that they were way too old to play those roles.
Oh, okay.
Well, Trevor, who started 90210 when he was 28, he tweeted, age is just a number. Get over it. Some people look younger and age slower than others. Stop promoting ageism.
Let's stay in high school. Could I pass as a high school student?
I would cast you as Jim. Gymnasium.
Yes. You're going to at least say gym teacher.
No. What are you going to be? You could not. You'd have to be a teacher. There's no way. I mean, seriously.
I couldn't be a senior?
If I shave my beard, I look pretty young. So I think maybe I'd be able to pull it off like Johnny Depp.
Oh, please.
On 21 Jump Street, where I'm like the undercover guy, but I'm still like cool and stuff. You know, I think I could pull it off. I mean, if I had shaved, I could have been one of those lifeguards in Malibu Rescue 2, but they had me be the announcer because I was the oldest one with a beard.
No teenager has shoulder hair, okay? It's true. Try to find a teenager with shoulder hair, and then I will stand corrected.
I guarantee you, when Chewy was a sophomore in high school, he was a gorilla.
I guarantee you when he was in third grade.
Yeah, what am I saying? When he was in the third grade, yes.
All right, well, you're never too old for Dish Nation. And Frank right here, he proves that every single day. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for...
What the Fashion.
And baby, Miss Marjorie Harvey, the beautiful wife of Stephen Harvey, y'all, is the queen, honey, of rocking the latest fashion accessories. Now, she just flossed, honey, one of the most unique bags on the planet. Now, the Louis Vuitton... Fall Winter 2021 airplane bag designed by Virgil Abloh. Take a look, child.
Okay, what is this that just arrived at my house? OMG.
Yes! Oh, wow. Wow.
Brad.
She's cute. Yes.
And Portia, darling, my three loves, honey. Now, this bag comes out at a little mere price tag of $39,000. Now, would you all rock this bag down? It's only $39,000, y'all.
My only thing is I'm confused how to carry it. Do I sit on top of it? Do I get inside of it? Ooh. Like, how the hell do you carry it?
When you're carrying this purse, you're always hitting somebody with this purse. You're going to make somebody mad hitting somebody with your $39,000 purse.
That bag is not that big, and it takes a very grand girl to carry that purse, which I see none of the three of you are that girl. But you just carry that purse. You got
the shade of it
and
all,
it's a very simple bag.
The shade.
All right, moving on. Looks like someone stole the show from Usher. I don't know how anybody could do that. So over the past 2 weeks, Usher has taken over Las Vegas with his new residency, and he was joined by an impromptu guest named Chocolate Giraffa. Take a look.
Welcome to the Ring of Honor part of the show.
Oh my God. Now, Brad, you know, this was so funny to see Kevin Hart revive his alter ego, Chocolate Giraffa.
Yes.
But you and Judy were actually at the show. Did you see it? And was Usher pissed at all?
It was so funny. No, he wasn't pissed. He was just looking at him like, man, you are crazy. Especially when he started gyrating and rolling his body.
Yes. So funny.
It was an excellent show. Kevin was hilarious. I loved it. We loved it.
Brad, so speaking of you and Judy, will we see this Vegas trip on Brad Loves Judy? Because y'all know y'all show premiering this Thursday.
It is premiering this Thursday, but no, you won't see it. We were just chilling and done filming. But catch it August 5th this Thursday.
Yes, honey.
So, Headcrack, now I hear you have something that helps someone pick the right man for the right job.
Well, Gary, there are some things I like to pick out myself so I know I've got the one that's best for me. Like, you know, mattresses, food, and you know.
But now I wish I could pick and build my own man like that too, child.
Gary, we're talking about jobs, bro. Focus. Now, what if you could do the same thing for hiring? Choose your ideal candidate before they even apply. That's where ZipRecruiter's invite to apply comes in. It gives you, as the hiring manager, the power to pick your favorites from top candidates. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
Now, how does that invite to apply work?
Well, when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send you the most qualified people for the job. Then you can easily review the candidates and then invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mandula Health, raised about ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. It's easy for me and it's easy for them.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like hiring made easy.
Exactly. In fact, according to ZipRecruiter internal data, jobs where employers use ZipRecruiter's invite to apply get on average 2 times more candidates, which helps make for a faster hiring process.
Okay, now, so where can the people sign up?
Go see for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, which is ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation, DISHNATION, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Up next, honey, I got to chat with my good Judy, Miss Tamela Mann, about her new music and more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes! All right, y'all, listen, honey. I had to put on my Sunday best for this lovely lady. Now, some people say this might be my Sunday best, might be my Monday best, but guess what? It's part of my best. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, put your hands together for Miss Tamela Mann.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Tamela, it's been a minute, girl. I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a minute. It has. But it's good to be seen.
It's good to be seen and not viewed.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, Lord, honey. So tell me, I mean, you got so much going on, okay? You know, you got music, you got movies, you got everything, honey. Let's just get to it. What's been happening?
Well, hey, I'm getting ready for this new release, Overcomer, August 6th. You can pre-order now, but I'm so happy about this new music. Gary, I'm telling you, it's like I really came from a place of really speaking from my heart this time. I helped with the majority of the song, write most of the songs on the album. I was just talking about the 3 things that I've been dealing with over the last 5-6 years, which was my knees, my weight, and the other thing that we deal with as women is menopause.
Oh, but that's when you get your 50s, right, or your 60s?
I'm in my 50s. I'm 50, I just turned 55.
Oh, really? Oh, I mean, you just both had a birthday then, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot my age, but yeah. And you know, it's so funny. And when I was going to interview you, and I promise you, I've been having... You gave me this CD years ago. You remember this one here?
Yes, Us Against the World. Me and David did the love part. Why is it still in the cup again?
I don't know. You know what? And I said a long time ago, get on me about it, but I just saved my music. I don't know why. Now, you know, Natalia, I'm just going to throw this out there. You know, use honey, because, you know, y'all girls start looking fabulous and start getting honey, giving that new look and things. I know David is just not bald. I know he ain't jealous or none of that, honey.
He not. He constantly patting me on the butt.
Oh, Lord.
You know, we just celebrated 33 years of marriage.
33 years.
Yes, 33 years. And look, he's still my boyfriend, and we still enjoying each other.
Because some people can't stay married 33 minutes. And I would love to be with somebody just for a day. Because I'm telling you, you know, it's not an easy thing, honey. And I'm like, honey, I've been in Black Atlanta for, 11 years, and I still, honey, haven't found nothing. So, you know, that's what
it is. Nothing. You ain't been doing nothing.
Honey, I've been doing like Brandy, baby, sitting up in my room. So,
hello, everybody. Hey, man. How's it
going? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I love it because, you know, my oldest daughter, she says that to everybody.
Girl, honey, I'm not going to even drag it, but, honey, I want you to talk just a little bit more about my assisted living and your new album, honey.
Assisted living, we just finished up our third season of it, so it should be coming out, you know, here soon. But also, the album comes out August the 6th. I've been encouraging everybody to get Overcomer. We're talking about overcoming different things, obstacles that you had in your life, I had in my life. So please download it, stream it, Overcomer. Tamela Man, I promise you won't be disappointed.
Well, thank you so much, Tam. Thanks for stopping by, honey. And good luck to you and your endeavors, honey. And I can't wait to get Overcomer on August the 6th. You have a great day and a better tomorrow.
You too, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, honey. Stay right here for more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Lisa Rinna for $800, please. What am I talking about? Well, Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was actually super excited because she was an answer on Jeopardy.
Nice.
Yes.
Lisa actually shared a clip to her Instagram from the show with the caption, "When you're a Jeopardy question, oh my God."
Does that mean you finally made it?
Yes, sir. Hashtag Mrs. Harry Hamlin. Take a look.
Celebrity couples for $800.
This Real Housewife of Beverly Hills is Mrs. Harry Hamlin.
Who is Lisa Rinna?
Yes.
Oh my God. Sherry, how cool is that? Like, how excited, Sherry, would you be that you were a Jeopardy answer?
Oh, my gosh. I would be thrilled to death. I mean, I would be doing exactly what Lisa Rinna was doing. That's such a great show. So the fact that they're honing in on who you are, oh, my God. Like, congratulations, girl.
Sherry would tell us and remind us that she was an answer every single
all
day.
All the time. Every day.
I don't know if you guys remember or not.
I would bring it up.
All right, but Frank, if any of us were an answer on Jeopardy, who would it be and what would the question be?
This Dish Nation host is grossly underpaid. Heidi?
Heidi Hamilton.
Who is Chewy?
Which Dish Nation host looks like Octavia Spencer, but is funnier than Steve Harvey?
And who's
Gary?
Gary
with the T?
Oh, I beat you. I beat you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.